Chapter 21, The Last Shall Be First. In the 20th chapter of Matthew, we find the parable of the laborers. Here, Jesus spoke of a householder who hired laborers for a penny a day, paying exactly the same amount to those who came at the 11th hour as they who toiled the entire day. Since such dealing appears to be unjust and inconsistent, let us look beneath the surface for the real meaning of this doctrine and find its underlying viewpoint. Who are the laborers? Who is the householder? And what does the penny represent? The laborers are those who call themselves man, mortals, or personalities, believing life to be separated into parts. This householder is the Lord's self as the whole. The penny signifies heaven, which being all there is of the reward, none may receive more, regardless of the length of time consumed in laboring for it. The 11th hour signifies the final step of awakening, which takes one out of the laboring class into that of the householder, out of division into oneness. So-called mortals, individuals, or human consciousness, aspiring for ways to achieve a more complete form of peace and satisfaction here on earth, endeavor to change the pictures of limitation, darkness, and bondage about them into better, brighter, and more satisfactory ones. Such labor is done by the sweat of the brow, or, with a more advanced and spiritually progressive outlook, by the effort of thought. Nevertheless, the point of view is the same. Certain work must be done by the individual. While the multitudes are engaged in this fashion, others dare to claim the same reward, yet use neither muscle nor thought to earn it. For they see that they and the Father are one. Then arise dissensions among the laborers. For why, they question, should anyone lay claim to security, peace, health, and the abundance of all good, without laboring with hands or minds to procure them? Paradoxically, we read that the late arrivals not only received the self-same reward, but were paid before those who had borne the burden of the day, and moreover, that Jesus imperiously decreed, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last." The first are those who believe they are individuals, needing to earn, gain, or acquire the heavenly good. Those who have given up the belief that they are separate individuals to accept the indivisibility of the one represent the last. Thus shall these be first to come into the joys of the new age, now approaching. For renouncing the position of the laborer, they identify the self with the householder, the universal whole. Coming face to face with the great reality that as the self, one is the truth and not a disciple. The whole and not an idea. The thinker and not the image. He disclaims all association with human footsteps to be the way unto himself, the way of immortal and everlasting life, the way of almighty and omnipotent mind. Verily, the way of the Lord, or householder, in short, the way of the one, the whole. Reader, which will you be?